Hello and welcome to CJ Evolution, the podcast dedicated to helping criminal justice professionals like you. Now here's your host, fellow CJ Evolutionary, Patrick Fitzgibbons.
Hello everybody, welcome back. Episode 206 of CJ Evolution. Pat Fitzgibbons here. I'm the host and creator of this great podcast we call CJ Evolution. I hope everybody's doing well. Thank you for tuning in, whatever you were doing, wherever you were at. Special thanks to all those first responders out there, brave men and women, doing a very difficult job in a very difficult environment. Thank you so much. So excited to be partnered with Four Sigmatic again. If you head over to cjevolution.com, you'll see a link for this great company. If you take it over to their website, you'll be able to get 15% off of their great products. I love the mushroom coffee using the promo code CJEVO. Folks, every time I get onto iTunes, I am so excited because I get a new review on iTunes regarding the podcast, and I want to start recognizing people out there that have given me reviews. So the first one goes to J.I.R. Windis. This is from 2017. I expected this podcast to be for police officers and other criminal justice professionals. What I found was that it is just as valuable for those of us who spend time being pulled over by criminal justice professionals. In all seriousness, I love the guests that Patrick has on the show and his smooth, easy listening voice. Love his discussion around power of solitude. J.I.R. Windis, thank you so much for the rating and review on iTunes. Those of us in leadership positions know how important it is to motivate and keep our officers performing at a high level. I want to talk about four ways leaders can and should motivate their officers. This is from an article from Police One. I will have the author linked up in the show notes. But it is important for officers to have motivators to keep their passion for policing strong and to enhance their desire to continually be the best they can. It is vital that within the supervisory and management hierarchy of any police organization, those placed in leadership positions must carefully be chosen. Not only must they possess the law enforcement expertise, experience, and skills to work in the trenches, but they also must have the aptitude to deal with diverse and highly competitive personalities of those under them. Those in supervisory and leadership roles can be either motivators or morale busters to an organization depending on their approach. Here are four keys to motivating officers in your organization. Number one, education. Rookies look up to their trainers and leaders as role models to emulate. As rookies embark upon their careers, they need the support to gain an understanding of the job and to develop a keen awareness of the street and its accompanying realities. At the onset, excellent training, both in the academy and on the street, is essential to properly motivate the new cop and to develop healthy outlooks and appropriate attitudes. For officers who have been employed in the job for a significant amount of time, they need continual motivators as well. They need to be afforded opportunities for continuing education in areas of both organizational need and interest to them individually, and they must be allowed the time and opportunity to take advantage of them. For those who have had an avid desire to progress in their career or gain knowledge that will allow them to pursue an added interest in another department arena, they need to be encouraged and supported to reach their goals. It can be a morale buster when their repeated requests for training opportunities are denied or delayed indefinitely without legitimacy, cause, or explanation. Number two, fairness. Cops can also be strongly motivated by a sense of fairness within the organization. When there is a disparity, partiality, favoritism, or internal politics that come into play on the job, these factors can quickly serve as morale busters to high achievers and motivated police officers. Law enforcement professionals need to know from the start that they have an equal opportunity for professional and promotional opportunities. Officers need to know they are working in a fair playing field and one that is unbiased support or has the unbiased support from the police chief, who should endorse this notion from the top down. The surest way to kill a cop's motivation and destroy the morale in any police department is to allow favoritism to persevere. Politics outside the police organization can play a significant role in the attitudes that cops develop. If politicians swayed by the momentary tide of public opinion and failed to take a stand, speak up, and support police with legitimacy when necessary, then morale can disintegrate, which can be a monumental morale buster. Number three, communication. Effective internal communication is essential for cops to be motivated, plain and simple. Information needs to be presented clearly and concisely, and the message needs to be aptly integrated with their role. Miscommunications, both within and outside the organization, resulting in misunderstanding can be extremely detrimental to both morale and performance. It can also negatively impact otherwise healthy working relationships. The media can be a strong force when it comes to the portrayal of cops. The focus can be positive or negative, which in turn can put law enforcement in either a favorable or unfavorable light. Police leaders must work diligently to communicate clearly with the media, no matter how unpleasant that can be sometimes. A bona fide motivator for cops is to know the media is presenting law enforcement accurately and objectively. When the media fails to do this, the overall perception of cops can be negative, disrespectful, and lead disillusion and destruction of morale to officers individually as well as a group. And last but not least, recognition. Another motivator for law enforcement officers can be applause for a job well done. An announcement at roll call about the officer's performance, the placement of a formal compliment letter in the officer's personnel file, or personal acknowledgement by the chief with a presentation or of a plaque or can be a huge morale booster that can reverberate throughout the department. Sometimes in law enforcement, we focus on the negative. We always focus on the negative sometimes. Well, not always, but sometimes we do. Very rarely do we applaud the achievements of what our officers are doing out there every day. This not only rewards the individual officer, but inspires others within the department to excel. Law enforcement is a rewarding career, and consequently, positive motivators need to outweigh and counteract any existing morale busters. Therefore, it is critical to supply positive motivation within the department to produce engaged employees, foster the desire to excel, and provide public service at its best, because that's what we all are trying to accomplish. Folks, I hope everybody is having a fantastic day. We have many great guests coming on this week, so stay tuned. If you head over to cjevolution.com, you'll see all the podcasts on there. You can sign up to delivered in your email box. If you head over to Podbean, they can help you get started with your own podcast. And again, Four Sigmatic, amazing products over there. You'll get 15% off of any of your purchases. Thank you so much for the continued support. If you rate and review my podcast on iTunes, I sure would appreciate it. Everybody, be safe. Until next time, goodbye.
Thanks for listening to CJ Evolution. Be sure to head over to iTunes and rate and review the podcast and reach out to Patrick on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Anchor, or Snapchat. We'll see you next time on CJ Evolution.